The show you're about to hear is a member of the Plains Talkers Podcast Network. To find out more, go to PlainsTalkersPodcast.com. Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my man, I do better commentary than Steve Levy co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, sir, how are you tonight?
Who is that again?
Steve Levy. He's on ESPN. He does the sports ball. Okay. I should have probably said Chris, I couldn't remember his last name, Boomer.
Berman?
Yeah, Chris Berman. I should have said Chris Berman, but that's on me. But let's get right into so we have a full show tonight. We have a full waiting room, dude. I don't know if you looked in the Zoom controls, but we've got peeps. So, but before we get into that, we want to remind you that this episode and every episode of the Plains Talkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys, with their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge. We hope for a while. Delta variant, fucking go away, please. And there's the explicit tag. Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in Catskill, New York, and also on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Gallery in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's is the absolute best place to go in gaming, and they have an awesome retail presence, guys. I gotta be honest. Go to their stores. It's amazing. Now, they have a really great website. If you can't get to their stores, it's located at KGS Online. Stands for Kerwin's Game Store, or KiteGoSamuelOnline.com. Don't forget, you also get 5% off any online order when you use the promo code PlainsTalkers at checkout. Likewise, we want to recognize our rare level patrons: Steve, Spencer, Chiba Tank, Nurse Gamer, VJ, Bell, Josh, Jonathan, George, David, Anthony, and my personal favorite, Dragon D's Nuts. These guys are great, wonderful. We also want to shout out our mythic rare patrons, Jake and Jonathan, and of course, my other favorite one, Imagine Dragon the Sea Cross Your Face. And then let's not forget our producers, Jamie and Johnny. Look, we could not do anything of what we do without these people. We're very thankful to them. One of the biggest perks they get is our Wednesday podcast. They're a part of the Commander Craft. They get first dibs. By the way, I put it up yesterday that we still need we need people for this week, and nobody's responded yet. There are still two open patron seats. If you want that seat, just let me know in the patron or hop in and DM me, obviously. Likewise, our Commander Craft broadcast, I'm very excited for this week because of the new deck I built, that is going live on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. I am playing one of two decks. I'm going to try the first one first, the one nobody likes, and see how it goes. And then the second one is actually kind of a redo of something somebody else built. So very excited about that. Tune in Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time to play along with us there. And, you know, we want to also remind you, finally, we do have a survey out there. We need your opinions. We really want to know how we're doing. Please go to survey.plainstalkerspodcast.com. If next week is as slow a news week as this one, we'll probably go through some of the results on the show because, again, content. But please, if you'd like your voice heard, survey.plainstalkerspodcast.com. Let us know how we're doing. And we are still in untapped phase, and I am untapping. First of all, I found a brand new beer store, South Something Beverage in Amsterdam, New York, and it's my new fave. I got this. It's called Unearthly Triple Jai Hopped Double IPA. So that's what I'm drinking tonight. But that's all out of the way. Aramis, my friend, how the hell are you?
Let me see. Hold on. Checking for a pulse. Nope, nothing. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm good. I'm good. It's Monday.
It's
Weekend's
Monday.
Too short as always. You know, we just gotta see how things are going in the world of the Magic cards.
Yes, Friday was awesome. If you guys missed it, it's on our channels. Aramis and I got to kind of play commentators, Chris Berman and Howard Cosell. Oh, I should do a Howard Cosell next time. Because I have a Howard Cosell. This is Howard Cosell. We are here now. Okay, anyway. We went through a bunch of our Winnabox matches. Everybody's been sending us videos. If you're playing in the Winnabox tournament, please keep sending us videos. We're going to probably try to do one more of those things. Cause I mean, that was awesome. I don't know about you. I had a good time.
That was a ton of fun. I mean, it was entertaining and terrifying to see just how absurd Standard would have been if no bands had ever happened. There were some things that were like busted open sideways that were going on.
And it's still going on. Like some of the stuff that I'm seeing in some of this is incredible. So definitely digging it. Oh, Kelly's in the chat. What's up, Kels? Kels is the lady I did that one episode of Mating Habits of the Modern Geek with. I had a blast. It was, you know what? Like I said, I loved doing that event we did at Kerwin's, but when it comes to modern, I know very little. I know more now, thanks to Commander. But this, I felt like I could speak somewhat eloquently. You and I had a really good rapport. I was really enjoying it. Guys, keep them coming because it was a lot of fun. Other than that, I've been struggling with, like, I got this like new diabetes med. It's Ozempic, and you shoot yourself once a week. Dude, this thing's killing me. Like I have heartburn. If I burp, it's the worst tasting thing, and I can't imagine it smells any better. It is the absolute worst I've ever seen in my life, and it's like kept me home as far as, you know, I go to work, but everything else otherwise, you know, this weekend was just kind of hanging out with the kids, and the biggest news is obviously the oldest has a girlfriend, so we're all right. We're good with this. So
I was chuckling because you have a commute.
You know what? What the frack, dude? Well, you know, that ain't nice. That's not nice. That ain't nice. All right, so I'm going to go into upkeep here. So let's tell everybody what's going on, because we have a pretty good packed show tonight. We do have a full waiting room right now. What we've got going on tonight is we have a couple of special guests. First of all, we're going to bring Bama Shocks in. He was on the show a few weeks ago. He's going to tell us a little bit about a big thing he's got going on this weekend. It's more D&D than Magic, but here's the thing. It's benefiting Children's Miracle Network and Extra Life. We're big fans of that. We're big proponents of that. So we're going to bring him in and give him a platform to kind of, you know, stop having the beatus. What's wrong with you? Oh, the beatus, diabetes. Ah, I get it.
You got the diabetes.
I have the beatus. Yeah. I thought she meant Beavis. hey, Beavis. Anyway, moving on. We're going to have him pop in here just a second and kind of tell us a little bit about that. We were going to have a combat, but then we talked offline and realized that we didn't have any really combat to combat about the combat. So we're not going to combat that. But if we fall into a combat, we'll go to combat. And then after that, we're going to spend main two. We will do a little bit of State of Standard, probably just take a look at the decks after we talk to Jake and Matt. Now, these guys are starting a podcast. They're coming in under, you know, they're going to be like a sister podcast of ours. Dealing in Legacy primarily, but kind of like us, dealing with whatever the hell they want. So we're very excited about that. They've got a really good show. He actually did our countdown a few weeks ago. So that's our show. You know, that's what we're going to do tonight. So let's get into the main phase here.
Main phase.
All right, main phase. Let me admit from the waiting room, your friend and mine, the coolest cat around, one of the awesomest, most awesome type, awesome people we've ever seen around here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your friend, it's mine, it's somebody nobody of you have met. It is Bama Shocks. Bama, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good, Will. How about yourself?
Oh, we're beautiful. We're golden. Aramis, you remember Bama?
Oh, yeah. Of course I remember Bama.
Howdy, Aramis. How you doing, bud?
Surviving.
Amen.
So we wanted to bring Bama on because Bama you're the one taking the lead on this, right? Even though it's kind of Geek to Geek Media Network.
All right, so we'll just do it this way. Good evening and welcome to Extra Life. I am your Dungeon Master, Bama Shocks, and Saturday, August 21st, 2021, twitch.tv/BamaShocks, we will be doing a special Dungeons & Dragons one-shot raising money for Children's Hospital. This is through They're in conjunction with Geek to Geek Media Network, who I am a member of. We'll be hosting, we'll be containing a multitude of members of the network. Kelly Hightower from Mating Habits of the Modern Geek, Joe Hogan from Geektitude. Then you've got both Alenzia and Todd from the Nerdberg Review. And they're going to be seeing if they can survive to the end of a session without me killing them.
Show them no mercy.
That's awesome. Do you know, is it D&D or are you doing a homebrew?
Oh, it's absolutely Dungeons and Dragons. I spend a lot of time digging through the back rooms of the DMs Guild. It's a nice little website where people showcase their homebrew stuff. So I figured I could do a solid, I paid for the content, but at the same time I give the creator a shout out. So,
well, that's cool. That's cool. So is this something you guys have done before? Is this something, is this a first time you're giving this a shot?
No, absolutely not. We did one back in November with BJ Keaton as the special GM, and that kicked it off as a Geek to Geek media event. Myself, I have been streaming through Extra Life, raising money for the last 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And then I think Alenzia says she's been doing the better part of a decade. So
how did you find them? Like, what does Extra Life do? I mean, it's Children's Miracle Network. A lot of us know. At least a lot of us have heard of it. What exactly does the charity do? How does it help? What is it,
So Extra Life acts as a middleman between streamers and content creators and different charities. So basically, just say, for example, Will and Aramis want to raise money for Children's Hospital of New York, right?
Which we totally should do, by the way.
You now could certainly... No. Hear me out. And we're going to put you on the road to doing that the right way.
All right.
You could do that and you could set up a GoFundMe or a PayPal link or any of that stuff. And then Will and Aramis have to deal with all the taxes involved. They have to deal with getting the money to the right people. Extra Life fills that gap. And basically by clicking a link in your chat, the money goes straight to Children's Hospital.
Oh, good. Yeah. We don't want it to go through my bank account because,
It might go to Magic Singles.
Yeah, no, never. I would never do that. But I mean, just the idea of, money, my money going into my account and then through my account and out of my account. Listen, as I've been working, I work as a loan shark in my part time. So, it would be very bad for me to have the Miracle Network money as well as, some of that other, money from my friends with vowels at the end of the name. Never mind. But... No, it's just it seems like really good. So Extra Life is like an organization that handles all the technical aspects of it.
Yeah, as far as I know, they should be listed as their own 501c. I'm not really sure if they're for profit or not.
Well, there's always, a little, but yeah. Even still, what a service. I mean, they're helping people.
Oh my God, yes. And their web developers are good. I mean, so anytime one of these big bad heavyweight streamers does one of these things, it tends to crash the site. But I mean, their developers are in the back end and they're typing feverishly and getting it back up pretty quick,
Oh, wow.
So,
all right. See, I dig that. That's hello, Crazy Shocks. Hello. Oh, and Spiral says she's not scared, Bama. Challenge accepted.
Right? Challenge accepted.
So,
level one characters, Torask.
Level one characters of the tour. Now, funny you say that.
Oh,
probably
dear.
The one time I felt the worst about, and I actually pulled my punch right before it went through his face. My group of level threes were running through the Lost Island of Chults. You probably don't know nothing about it, but basically
Island in Chults. Yeah, I got it.
It's an island with a large jungle encompassing 80% of it. And they were in the middle of it. They're like, oh, what if we fought a T-Rex? I said, yeah, I don't want to fight a T-Rex. Yeah, we want to fight a T-Rex. Oh, okay. Well, out the gate, I softened the blow a bit and gave them a zombie T-Rex so that it would be easier to hit. And yeah, it about killed them all. Like I had to pull punches quick.
How does it hit them though? It has little arms.
It steps on them.
Oh, well, that that works.
Grabs them in a I think it has a bite attack, a tail attack, and I think it has a stomp attack.
A bite, stomp, and tail.
Well, it's a freaking T-Rex. I mean, those little spindly arms.
Got a big hand and little arms. That's incredible. So, all right. So that's going to be this Saturday at 1 p.m. Central, which for those of us in the future is 2 p.m. Eastern, and then Pacific, it's in the past. Who knows?
Noon Mountain and 11 a.m. West Coast.
Yeah, I don't. And then in Hawaii, really, don't sit in front of your computers, folks. Just go up. No, I'm kidding. You should sit in front of your computers. Be a part of this. But so you've got 4 or 5 people. How long do you think it'll take?
Based on my read through of it, I think we get it done in somewhere between 3 to 5 hours, depending on these characters involved, because all of them are excellent role players. So we may never leave the opening scene knowing these people.
I know. Well, yeah, I listened to you guys on the As the Dice Roll. And yeah, some of the stuff that goes on.
Todd and
Kelly. Yeah,
Todd and Kelly. We may not leave the intro.
Kelly just wants to shoot everything. No, but anyway. Oh, so this is kind of cool. Is there any other info you'd want to give us about this? So it's going to be this. It's going to be at twitch.tv/BamaShocks, and there's an image of it on the screen right now if you're watching. For those of you doing the audio podcast, it's twitch.tv/BamaShocks. B as in boy, A, M as in Mary, A, S as in Sam, H O C K, Z as in zebra. So, and by the way, if you're not following him, you should, because he puts out a lot of great D&D content and it's exciting to listen to and watch. So I highly recommend that.
Yeah, we've actually completely revamped our visuals over the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, it's looking kind of tight.
Yeah, you're not sitting in front of a Roll Tide banner no more?
Well, no, that's always going to be there. You need to watch it. But I was going to say, the good news about this coming out in an audio format is, even if they miss the stream, you can always go to my channel and click the exclamation point donate or whatever, and it'll pop up in chat, and you can donate year round to Extra Life. So.
Well, that's actually really cool. I dig that. So no videos. You guys weren't going to be sitting in front of the video. Kelly doesn't have to do her makeup or, you
know, God, no.
Joe
no,
doesn't.
if you saw the sheer amount of things I juggled on my two computer monitors while I DM'd, you'd understand why I no longer bother with the video. It's just too much.
Well, do what I do, dude. I have this monitor here in the middle, and then I've got this one over here, and then this one over here. Plus, I have my Kindle down below. So, you know, you can do it if you're dedicated, sir. Because
I'm juggling. Don't get me wrong.
I'm juggling, man. This is the moneymaker right here. Well, brother, I appreciate it. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you, you know, coming in and really, you know, helping these kids out. I mean, that's amazing. And I know Children's Miracle Network is such a wonderful charity.
Oh, absolutely. I hate to double plug, but we are doing a second event next Saturday for Extra Life. It is through a different donation setup. It's not a Geek to Geek sponsored thing, but it is through a friend of mine who's an amazing dungeon master, and I'll just be hosting the event.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So,
all right.
Come back for both of them.
Yeah. So come back for that on the 29th.
28th.
I don't do math well. Math is for blockers, Bama. Aramis, you got anything you want to add? Or
no, this is just a really, it's an awesome thing. I've donated to Extra Life a couple different times, so it's good to see, you know, as many people participated as they do. You know, the kids are always the important ones, so I'm glad that you're, you know, that Bama, that you're doing this. I hope everything goes well. I hope it's a lot of fun and maybe they survive. We'll see.
Oh no,
the kids or the players.
Ooh. Dude, that's dark. Dark. Too dark, man.
You know, the answer to that is, I guess it's just going to have to be yes.
It's both. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no, I'm all for all the players dying, like, before they get out of the bar.
Look, first $100 donation, I will kill the character of your choice.
Ooh.
Let me get my checkbook.
Yeah, right?
Yes, sir. Watch out, Kelly.
I won't. No, I can't choose Kelly because then, you know, she gets mad and then she'll sick Weather Witch on me, and that'll be a bad day for all of us.
So, see, it's easy for me. I don't know anybody enough to really have any sort of connection, so I can just pick a name out of a hat.
You'll know them by the first 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're good peeps too. So
oh, I love them all. They're awesome.
She said yeah. No.
Yeah. Well, I certainly do appreciate you letting me, you know, pimp my events. I greatly appreciate that.
Well, dude, what you're doing, like I said, I mean, you're not doing this for the props, but you're going to get it nonetheless, like helping kids and taking time to do something that we love and finding a way to help, you know, humanity with it. That's what we're all about here. That's, you know, I'm all about it. So anytime you have something like this, we'll find a spot for you. So, you know, I can't say enough great about how awesome it is that you're doing this. So, you know, thank you. And now I feel kind of like maybe you, Aramis, and I have to put our heads together on something.
Hit me up. Hit me up after the show. We'll work on something together.
All right. I got you. Well, thanks a lot, Bama, for popping in. We'll catch you again soon. And, you know, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right. We'll talk to you in a while, man. Bye-bye. And then I have to put him back in the waiting room. There he goes. All right. What the? Oh, you're kidding me. Did I?
Oh, I clicked a button.
I messed with the filters and then.
Live broadcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Live broadcast. We're live. Let me try this here.
Do it live?
Ah. Yeah, exactly.
Do it live.
I fixed it. Control Z is your best friend, man.
Undo.
So, yeah, that was awesome. I wanted to start the show with that tonight. Sakura, we have lovely foreheads. Hey, you can't see my forehead. I wear a backward hat because I'm a child of the 90s and I'm fat. So Kevin Smith is my hero. And you know, so, yeah. But I don't do Silent Bob because, let's face it, I like to talk. But going to what we were saying, yeah, this thing he's doing is really extraordinary. I really wanted to have him on for that reason alone. You know, besides the fact that, I mean, he's comedic gold. So, you know, it's amazing. And, yeah, I kind of feel like maybe you and I will put our heads together on something for that. Like, do our own arena tournament or something, you know, because that just, yeah, that seems like a whole lot of awesome.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. So we're still in main one, and I'm not going to hop into main two just yet. I do want to take a second and go over to the state of standard real quick. So the state of standard right now has not changed a terrible ton. The top two decks are still Sultai Control and Naya Midrange. I should say Winota. and again, I've been playing Winota all week, Aramis, and I'm in I think I'm in Diamond 4 or 3. That deck is solidly stable. I struggle sometimes, and I struggle against Sultai Control. You know, because if they can pop the ultimatum. But, I mean, I'm really kind of intrigued that Prismari Midrange is coming back up into third place. Like, Rogues is pretty much gone. And Dimir Control's kind of taking it over a little bit. But it's pretty much Sultai Control, Naya Midrange, and Prismari Midrange. Midrange is back.
Yeah, it's everything. Everything's kind of midrangey. It's controlling midrange. I mean, there's no super aggressive deck out there, really at all.
Mono Red has gone way the hell down to like number 10, and yeah. It cannot hang. I tried rolling with it. I'm like, you can't hang. You can't hang against Winota. Like, Winota is warping everything because the damn card is stupid. Oh, so turn 4, I get this out. All right, where's that double striker? And that's literally what you're going for. You're trying to pull the double striker, dude, and then, you know, swinging in for 12 on turn 4.
Pretty good.
I definitely am liking it. I think Sultai Control is really great. I think it's probably going to stay number 1 until rotation at this point. When's rotation? It's like a month and a half, right?
6 months. Oh, a month and a week. A month and a week from today, wow. I think, is rotation. Next week, the Innistrad previews begin.
Oh, so we will not. Yeah, we will have news. Oh, no, because they always do them on Tuesday.
I think it starts on Tuesday.
Yeah, which means our next week's show, again, we're going to go through the survey results because it ain't going to be much going on.
So, yeah, it's rotation's coming. So it's like it's good to see some decks making some moves, you know, and things shifting around, but everything's going to get turned on its head in a couple of weeks here. So we just got to, this is the home stretch. Let's just get through it. And then Eldraine goes
away. Goodbye, Eldraine. Thank you for playing. We hardly knew you, but yet we still know way too much about you. So yeah, I'm kind of digging where things are kind of going. I like the fact that, you know, Prismari in mid range kind of looks rotation proof. I mean, it's losing the Bone Crusher and Borrower, but there's enough things that you can put back in there. Oh, dude, but give me, there's the shock replacement that lets you scry. Brace and Borrower is the big one that they're going to miss, but they'll find another dragon.
And it's the value part of it too. It's the 2-for-1 because you're getting the stomp and the 4/3, or you're getting the bounce and the 3/1 flyer. So, I mean, you're losing those. You're losing Fabled Passage.
You never know, that could come back. They could throw that in Innistrad.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it'll be. I don't think I could see it being printed in Innistrad, but maybe one of the other sets next year, which next week we'll also find out with the roadmap for 2022 to see what sets are coming out then. Are we getting a new core set next year? Are we going back to Dominaria?
Week. Yeah.
It's next week. Okay. And, there was the trademarks that were filed for Dominaria United and Kamigawa Neon Destiny. So we'll
Dominaria. See what comes to pass. Let us go back to Dominaria. Actually, that makes sense because then they keep the sagas. So
and also the Phyrexian storyline. So.
Yeah, but I'm just, I mean, looking at it, Prismari mid range is dragons really, and I think once they other than those eight cards, other than those two cards, I should say, I'm thinking they're gonna find something to fill those slots with. I think this will be premier deck at rotation. Now other decks will come out, but I'm looking at this right now, and as it stands right now, until we start seeing some stuff come from Innistrad, if I had to pick a deck that's going to hang around and be tier at least 1.5, it's Prismari midrange. It's Prismari Dragons. We should call it what it is. It's Izzet Dragons. But yeah, other than that, I mean, yeah, goodbye, everybody else. We will miss you. Mono Green will be a thing, too.
Do they unban Omnath with rotation? There's a question.
Interesting thought. I don't think so.
The answer to that is emphatic.
Look,
no.
We talked about it at the top of the show. I mean, Omnath is busted out loud. Omnath, Oko, and Once Upon a Time is ruckin' ridiculous. I mean, just the sheer value off Omnath alone is insane right now. But you know, let's go to combat here, and we'll let the guys know we're bringing you in live here. Yeah, but we'll go to combat right now, and then
combat phase.
And then we realize that we don't have a combat, and you know, we want to hug, not fight. So.
Main phase.
So main two here, we have an incredible opportunity here. So as many of you know, Jake is one of our he's one of our patrons, and he does play with us every once in a while on Commander Craft. Well, Jake and his buddy Matt want to do a show. So they came and talked to me about it, and were like, "Hey, we're thinking about doing this this whole show idea. It's basically, you know, my buddy and I talking, you know, magic and talking all this stuff. And what do you think?" And I was like, "Well, let's talk about it, sure." And I was like, "Hey, why don't you go ahead and put together a short clip I could put in the show." And so Jake cut a, 5-minute, clip that I cut down to 3 of the Legacy Countdown we did, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then he also put together an episode with his buddy And we kind of been going back and forth on that. I listened to it a little bit, gave them some constructive feedback. They took it. They did something else. Be that as it may, they've got three shows in the can. So they wanted to come on the air tonight because we're going to launch them as a sister show. So, you know, they're going to be considered a Plains Talkers podcast, but it's doing their own thing. And so we have in our room right now, Jake and Matt, the hosts of... Well, you know what? I'll let you guys tell us what the name of your show is and tell us about your show there, Jake and Matt. Take it away.
Hi, I'm Jake.
And I'm Matt.
And we are Cantrip Cartel. We're super excited to be here and introduce ourselves to the Plains Talkers community and, you know, bring you guys into our group.
Yeah, it's great to, nice to meet you guys finally. I've heard a lot about you guys, so excited to be part of the Plains Talker network.
All right. So, yeah. So let's get into this a little bit with you guys here. So, you know, and I know your first episode, I've listened to your trailer episode where you kind of tell us who you are and stuff, because that was their first episode, Aramis. Remember when we did ours, I was like, okay, we're going to spend a little bit just talking about you and me because they don't know who we are. And you were like, do we have to? I'm like, kind of. And then they sent me their episode in their first episode. Like, they're like, my name's Jake. My name's Matt. And we're talking this. And here's this legacy deck and stuff we're talking. And they start going into stuff. I'm like, why am I listening to you guys? So, you know what? Give us a kind of a rundown on that about how you guys discovered Magic, how you discovered what you enjoy. You know, keep it briefish, you know, and interesting. Jokes are good.
Well, jokes, Matt, since you got me into Magic, how about you start?
Yeah, sure. So I started playing Magic when I was in middle school. A buddy of mine, Derek Smith, taught me how to play Magic. We would play at the lunch table and whatnot. You know, just pick up games, whatever weak cards we had. We were, you know, 10, 12 years old, so nobody had any money. It was cards we were given from adults. So like one of my earliest memories of Magic is attacking my buddy Derek with Fire Elemental. And I was like, oh, this card is awesome. Like, the art's great and it just looks super badass. Then that we got to know a couple other guys in middle school and we're still friends now. Me, Derek, Brian, Ryan, Joe, and Mike. We like a year and a half ago had a big meetup and played a bunch of EDH together. And I built a bunch of EDH decks that were kind of reminiscent of what they, each of the decks they used to play back in middle school and high school. And so, yeah, I've been playing Magic for 20 something years. And then I taught Jake how to play.
Well, I knew how to play a little bit. I played Magic when I was in high school. I remember one of the first things that I remember from playing Magic was I got Oracle Moldiah and I had a ramp deck. And I remember playing like 10 lands in a row because we didn't know how Oracle of Moldiah were. And it says you can play lands from the top of your library. So that's how I played Magic in high school. And then like a lot of people, I got out of it for college. And I bumped into Matt and he was like, hey, Jake, you seem like you have too much money. And I was like, no, I don't think that's a thing. And he's like, you should play Magic. It's a lot of fun. And he was right.
And you won't have money, Magic, and it doesn't involve drugs.
Yep. Correct. So the first memory I have from high school is misplaying Oracle of Moldiah. The other memory I have from when I got playing with Matt was we were playing Commander, and I had just bought the Ur-Dragon. It had just come out.
Good deck.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I love casting big dragons. And Matt said two cards you should put in your deck are Chromatic Lantern and Tooth and Nail. So we went to we were at a card shop. Chromatic Lantern was like $8 at the time. And I was like, that's a lot of money for a Magic card. Like the whole deck was like $40. What are you talking about? And then Tooth and Nail was like $25, $30. And I remember looking at Matt and I said, I am never spending $30 on a single Magic card.
That's awesome.
Two legacy decks later.
And dual lands.
Dual lands. Like you guys bought your dual lands.
Yep.
Aramis, remember when we had them?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't open them mine from PAX. I bought mine, but when I bought mine, they were $50.
Oh my gosh.
And then I sold them to Star City Games. I remember this. This was about 2000 and I want to say 2005.
Yeah.
Around there. And so, no, actually, no, more closer to like 2009. So yeah, I got
I was
like
gonna say, cause I got out about 2004 and you played a little later than me.
Yeah, and I sold them and I got like maybe $900 and nice. used it to pay bills because you know I was getting married soon and we had bills to pay. And then I had stopped playing Magic for a long time, got back into it, and went to say, oh, I wonder how much these are. Wait a minute. Wait, they're $500 each now?
There are.
Yep. What did I do?
Seriously, it the most I think I've ever paid for a single card was my Mana Crypt, which, to be quite honest, I did PayPal Pay in 4, dude, for like $38. I'm like, I really can't swing 100, but you know what? I might be able to swing 38 every couple of checks.
Well, I'm so glad I cracked mine out of a pack.
I know, right? So
Are we doing the most money I've traded into a card or the most
spent? No, let's not do that because it's just going to make me and Aramis sad.
Okay.
You know, we got to save some content for your show, man.
It makes me sad too.
I guess we have to thank Matt for you, Jake, because I mean, you get to come on Commander Craft and you beat the living daylights out of us with your freaking janky jank decks, and
it's a lot of fun. Matt getting me into Commander was like the saving grace of Magic for me, because I remember playing Commander in high school, and the only time I played Commander was 8-person Commander. Ooh, which is awful.
The only thing worse than 8-person Commander is 9-person Commander. Like,
yeah, like, so he wanted to get me into playing Commander with him, and he wanted to get me into playing Commander as friends, and I was like, I'm not playing Commander, dude. Commander sucks. And he's like, you haven't played Commander right. And he was right. He got me into it. We started. He let me borrow his decks. He started teaching me how to actually play Magic, teaching me the rules, and it just kind of took over my life. I was a bachelor at the time. I worked all day, didn't do anything all night. I started reading Magic, watching Magic. I got into MTGO to play more Magic. I started buying cards.
Oh dear.
Yep.
So here's the question. Do you know Lairs?
I know some Lairs. I have started taking the classes to be a level 1 judge. I'm still looking for a judge to sponsor me. I don't know Lairs, but I understand some of them.
We need a judge for Commander Craft. Aramis, go get your L1.
It's such a brain breaker. I was watching a video. It was a series of videos on YouTube talking about the iceberg of Magic rules. You know how they have the tip of the iceberg, which is all the basic stuff, and just goes deeper and deeper to the more obscure nonsense.
So crazy.
And there's some interaction. I have to find the interaction, but it has something to do with Trapped Inside the Moon and Lairs and the order that everything comes in, and I have to find it. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. I'll find it for another show. But yeah, it's Lairs. Lairs are fun.
There's one generic like Lairs interaction that like gets everyone every time, and it's the Maggots of the Moon and Oko Lairs question. Where so Maggots of the Moon's a creature. He's a one, or he's two and a red for like a 2/2, but he has the ability where all lands become mountains.
Non-basic lands become mountains.
All non-basic lands become mountains. And so if you elk him with Oko, yes, Blood Moon. But if you use Oko to elk him and he loses all abilities, your non-basics are still mountains, because the ability that changes lands is on a lower level than Oko's ability to change his creature type.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Lairs are fun.
Lairs are fun.
Does your head hurt yet, Benson?
A little
and
bit.
And in Legacy, Lairs can matter sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The trick with Lairs is to look it up. To look it up.
Yeah.
No and kidding. it's the old opalescence humility thing.
So So why don't you go ahead, tell us a little bit about what your show is going to be about, Cantrip Cartel. You know, what's your focus? I mean, I've always said that our show is like primarily focused on Standard, but we'll talk about any and all Magic, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's by casuals for casuals. What would you guys say? Like, what would be your elevator pitch on what your show is?
So our goal was to do a similar thing to you guys, where we kind of talk about all Magic. We don't want to exclude any part of Magic and like what's relevant.
Except Standard, motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Standard's not relevant, so.
Wow! Wow, shots fired. All right, yeah.
We're trying to work with these people.
He said he wanted jokes, and I've got jokes for days.
But we want to run it all through a Legacy player's eyes. And maybe some Modern, because I play some Modern. But at heart, we are like Legacy players. We love Legacy. We play Commander. We play this. We love Legacy. We talk about Legacy all day, every day, 5 days a week, because we work at the same building. So I come in early to talk to Matt before I go to work. So,
that has a familiar ring to it, Aramis.
Mm-hmm. And we've done it for the last year and a half, where we'll spend hours talking about Magic, and we started running it by each other. It's like, why don't we just do a podcast? Because if we have this much to say, and there's a lot of things we say that we don't hear from other podcasts about, you know, the way Magic is run and the way things work and how cool Legacy can be and some of the decisions that get made we don't hear a lot of that. So we thought, well, we'll be the voices for it. Then we'll be the people that talk to the legacy players like no one else does.
Yes. So you'll be the ones talking to the people with money. Got it.
Yep. Or people that have been playing Magic for 20 years.
Unrelated note, sign up for our Patreon.
No, we don't have a Patreon.
No, we don't. Stop, we don't have anything. Matt. We don't.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know, I thought he was going to say sign up for our OnlyFans.
Like, yeah, actually, that would be better. If you guys had an OnlyFans, I'm in.
There's a reason just, I do not own a webcam. And no one wants to see any of this.
It's just us standing there holding dual lands.
Yes. You want to see a over your private cradle, too. Baby? I
gotcha. Check out this play set of foil fetch lands.
Yeah.
Buy you for the swamp ass.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh dear, that just happened. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, we're hoping to bring in kind of a different perspective, and we get to kind of play the really fun interaction of Matt is the grizzled veteran who's been playing Magic since it came out. I started playing Magic a year and a half ago, and we have crazy different views on things because we've been playing the games for such a different amount of time.
Yeah, we just value different things. Mm-hmm. So
I'm just
and we get into it quite a bit. So
I'm just amazed. Now, Matt, do you have a significant other?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay, like the fact that you guys are married and are legacy players, it says a lot about the wonderful wives you married. Because I think the four of us can all agree on we are nothing without our wives.
100%. And the ability that I can go to my wife and show her these numbers. And she says, sure, is a godsend.
Oh, wait, you tell your wife you're spending money on Magic? No, we need to talk. No. I hide receipts. I have two bank accounts.
I have a degree in accounting and I do the books.
Yeah. If Wendy found out how much Wendy has no idea I spent like $120 on a Mana Crypt. She heard that, she'd be like, ah! Oh my god, I'd be off the air
right now.
Oh no, she's not listening. She's playing her RuneScape. She just got done with work, so I'm safe. And there's a reason I moved my studio out of my other office. But yes, I'm loving this. I mean, yeah, you guys you have a very good rapport. I like it. The key, like I've always said in podcasting, is your co-host has to be, you have to have enough in common to be friends and appear friendly, mm-hmm. but diverge enough to where the conversation's interesting. If you're both like cut from the same cloth, then the content pretty much is, mm-hmm. I love this. Me too.
Yep. There's no
moving on.
There's no podcast of two guys agreeing for an hour and a half.
I tried it.
One is a Prancing Pony podcast about Lord of the Rings, and they both just love Lord of the Rings. It's great.
All right, wait. Lord of the Ring guys, they get the pass. I mean, again, it's like that scene in Clerks 2 with Marshall from Alias and the other dude there. And yeah, mm-hmm. the Lord of the Ring guys, they're all kind of like that. It's, Star Wars guys, we'll fight. We'll all fight. We're going to be like, no, like prequel sucked, original trilogy forever. But I like the sequel trilogy. Nobody ever says that. But
yeah. And all the Lord of the Rings people agree that the Hobbit movie sucked. So there's no room for argument there.
Well,
either.
The whole reason the Hobbit movie sucked is how do you make one novel into three movies? That was insane. And especially it was a novella. It was small. Anyway, moving on. So let me ask you this.
And
so
Aramis are over here like, yep.
Yep. Got See, this is where Jake and I differ. As
so, Aramis,
I'm a Star Trek guy. I'm bigger into Star Trek than Star Wars.
Yeah,
so.
Trekker. Thank you. No,
Deep Space Nine for days.
DS9 still was the best. Let me ask you guys this question. So, all right. So you got three in the can. When are you guys officially launching? I know you've got an episode up already. When do you go live? What days will you be dropping? How often will you be dropping?
Initially, our plan is to every Thursday, we're going to get an episode out, trying to keep it the most current we can. So our goal is to record Tuesdays, try and get the most news we can, anything relevant we think is happening, get it out by Thursday. We'd love to in the future to start producing twice a week. It's a matter of getting the content to talk about and getting it created. But right now it's Thursdays by 7 a.m. We're supposed to have an episode up every Thursday.
That's cool. All right. And I'm down with that. And so your website's at anchor.fm/cantripcartel, correct?
Yes. I'm currently in the process of building an actual website. Spoiler alert to anyone who's looking to do it. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I can help with that if you need to. Where are you putting it through?
Wix.
Okay, we could talk. We could talk.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because I've dealt with that before. And yeah, I mean, here's the thing. They, you know, there is no quote unquote Plains Talkers network as yet. That's kind of like the goal. At some point, we're gonna go there. The obviously having a second show, a sister show, is that. And I consider it that now that there's two of us, we're our own little mini network, and I'm gonna call us that. And that's exceptional. You know, these guys have my full support. I wouldn't put our name on it if I didn't think it was worth listening to and worth giving a shot. Legacy's tough, because for somebody like me, like, Legacy is something I don't think I could ever get into because of the, you know, Modern right now is cost prohibitive to mm-hmm. me. You know, the fact that I have to buy so many cards and they're so damn expensive and you have to have four of every kind, that for me, Modern is tough, and all anybody's playing right now these days at any of the stores mm-hmm. around me is Modern, unless I'm willing, yep. unless I'm going to Kerwin's out in, you know, Catskill. So it's tough. Legacy, on the other hand, I mean, the cost of entry to that is astronomical. But
too much.
But that's what I like about your show, is that I think you guys are going to go at this in a way to make it interesting for those of us who may feel that Legacy is beyond us. I imagine you're going to have budget Legacy deck techs and stuff like that, maybe to kind of, you know, I'm not going to tell you guys what to make, but you
for
know,
sure though,
I am definitely loving that idea. And I don't know anything about Legacy. I mean, I played it, but when I played it, it was called Magic.
Yep. So you know? Actually, we have an entire series that we are in the process of creating, and we'll sprinkle the episodes in and we'll take requests, but we're calling it the Like I'm Five series. So it'd be like, I will tell you about a deck like you're five. And we've done one with elves. We've done one with blue-white control. We look forward to going into some of the... I like playing a lot of budget decks on MTGO because I think it's important to have fun at a appropriate price tag.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big part of our channel, is breaking down this incredibly complex game of Magic, and especially Legacy and Modern, into much more like bite-sized pieces for people.
I think that's fantastic. So... I mean, it's that to me is kind of cool. I mean, the fact that you're dealing with MTGO, I mean, it's weird to hear content creators even talk about MTGO these days, because Arena's not
Arena.
And Aramis is about to mention the professor in 3, 2, 1.
No.
Oh, no.
I watch New Athenomy a lot. He does a lot of his drafting on MTGO, mm-hmm. and it's still a quality program. If you want to play anything other than standard or historic, I mean, and it's online, you're going to be going on to MTGO. I mean, it's if Arena didn't have all the bells and whistles, and if they would just focus on adding cards and formats to Arena, I think that would probably end up being the go-to, but it's not going to happen. That's a different discussion for a different day. They're two different clients. Yeah. They do two different things, and they're both good at what they do.
Absolutely. I was just kidding, because I know the professor put out the MTGO is better than Arena video last week. So
he's not wrong, by the way.
No, he's not at all. I get it. Look, and
certainly no 10-hour tutorial you have to go through to play MTGO. I started to play Arena literally today because I was like, I'll check it out, because I've never played it. And I got three games in, and I'm like, I've been playing Magic since Tempest, and they're trying to teach me how to play a land.
How to tap lands. What you do is you turn your land to the side to generate mana. How you cast spells.
I thought there was a way to get around having to go through.
I think
that.
You can get around that. Yeah,
I would hope so, but I clicked every button that was on the screen.
Yeah,
and none of them led me to a skip tutorial thing.
Yeah, so. Nope. That's not exactly the most user friendly.
Arena wants to make sure you know how to play Magic.
Yeah.
It's going to take care of all the nonsense for you anyway. So
right.
Come on.
Yeah, no
kidding. Layers.
Right.
Like layers. Whereas MTGO is like, good luck.
You mm-hmm. know what you do is you get one of those things like Homer Simpson had with like the little bird on the wand that just kind of does this and pushes your button.
I wonder. 100% mm-hmm. agree there.
You put it on full
That's
control.
That's all it would take
Pass
to beat
priority.
These.
Pass priority. Pass priority.
Do you know how to block a 1/1 Raging Goblin with
nope.
2/2? Yes.
My face. Sparky is hysterical, because Sparky makes wonderful plays when you're playing. You know, you can definitely test against Sparky. So I'm very excited. Now, you guys are going to be a part of our Discord for a while until you feel like you want to get your own. So they have their own channel in our Discord, their own category. It's called the Cantrip Cartel Podcast. They're going to be putting channels underneath that. You know, Jake is obviously still going to stay a patron and stuff and be very involved. He might. Are you playing with us Wednesday?
Do you still have an open seat?
We have two open seats. No patrons have signed up.
Do I have a birthday party this week? This Wednesday?
I don't know. You did last week.
I'm asking my wife. Oh. I don't think I do. I think we're
sorry
good
about that.
I'll play on Wednesday.
Planned a surprise all right. birthday party.
Well, now we've got one, and Jake, just for you, man, just for you. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm playing a tribal deck. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
I already know what the tribe is, and I'm not happy.
Is it a really good tribe?
Oh, it's an incredibly good tribe.
Define good. Good is in he has a good time.
It's, you'll like it in Legacy.
Oh, okay.
It's a Legacy tribe. I had a deck similar to that when I played back in the 90s.
Well, there's only two, so it's either elves or
there's
goblins.
There's three.
No, nope, there's three.
Just top aided a.
Is Murpho?
Nope. There's four.
Murpho.
There's five colors in the tribe.
Yes, there are five colors.
Is it elemental? Are you playing elementals?
No.
Think
silver sideways.
Sort of.
Are you playing? What are they called? What are those annoying creatures I hate, Matt?
Slivers.
Yeah.
Slivers.
I hate slivers. Oh, I hate slivers so much.
Slivers are good.
Like, no, here's they're the not. Thing. Shut up, Matt.
When I was like playing in the 90s,
or twice a year, they do well.
I mean, I loved slivers growing up. I thought they were the best thing ever. I was trying to, with my one friend that I grew up with, I was trying to figure out a way to get them integrated into D&D. And I basically, we almost had it down. We had it basically, so like each different sliver has the, you know, some kind of an ability that they give other slivers, but it's a radius thing. They have to be close enough to the sliver to get it.
Oh, so we were trying to get Bama, it together. Bama says he's on this.
There you go. So. But yeah, so I even sketched a copy. I copy sketched the art for Crystalline Sliver because that was my favorite sliver.
Right.
But nowadays, like slivers and Commander, it's like, no. So yeah, I might play Athreos on Wednesday.
I'm less of a fan of slivers than almost anything else, I think.
Sliver, listen, my deck is going to be very slow. It's not that good. Mm-hmm. I mean, Aramis, I swear to God, you can play Athreos all you want, but if you play Teferi. To shut off, because I did not do Sliver Legion. I went ahead with the first sliver. So if you shut off my Cascade, motherfucker.
Well, Teferi has blue in it. Athreos is white and black.
Oh, okay. I wasn't
sure. You saying it's not that bad, it's not that powerful. You're the one who tried to teach me how to play Commander when you were playing Atraxa to show me how to play Commander.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Not that powerful.
Not
yeah.
that bad. Not that powerful. I completely broke my wife from Commander with Atraxa.
Ugh.
She won't.
He shut me off from Commander for about 2 years because of that.
Yeah, it was fun. It took us playing with the students I think, to get you back.
Yeah.
I'm playing Slivers or I'm playing Sir Gwen. So, but yeah, so I have two new decks. And Aramis, you know, you should have a new deck. Don't you have a new deck?
I have 16 decks right now.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So, all right, Jake, you're in for game one for sure.
Sure.
All right. We'll find ourselves one more patron, or tomorrow I'll open it up to non-patrons and, you know, I won't be advertising too much of the slivers though, because that usually will be like, I'm playing Atraxa. Nah, pass. Okay, Atraxa. What are you going to play? Slivers? Pass.
If you want to pull the heat off of you, tell me I'm playing Tatiova.
No, dear God, no. I thought we banned that shit. No.
Is it banned forever now?
No, she's not banned forever.
Value engine.
Yeah, she really is too.
All I do is play lands, guys. Come on.
Listen, she is when Dominaria came out and they were doing the spoilers and everything, she's like tied for my favorite card from the set, that and Moldrotha. Because both of those cards are just
amazing.
They're just like, you look at them, you're like, this is really good. It's not like broken, but it's really good.
You loved Teferi Hero too.
Yeah, well, but I mean, that's why I said tied for top favorite cards. Teferi's like three or four.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, on that note, you know, so that's it. That's their show is going to. So you guys are going to drop your first episode Thursday.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. So if there's any way we can help and support you guys, we will. We're really, really honored to have you guys coming on with us. And, you know, we're glad you guys can make it this week and kind of talk to us a little bit about your show and what's going to happen. Aramis would love to, you know, be on your show as a five-year-old that you explain things to.
Ooh, that could be fun.
I'm kidding. It would be have to be me. Let's be honest. At the end of the day, it's me. I know dick about Legacy. So
we'll just have to mispronounce a bunch of cards.
You're already playing Slivers. You're halfway there.
I had an awesome Slivers deck when I was when I gave this up. It was great. Yeah, and I think Crystalline Sliver was one of them. So, all right, guys. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with us, and it's really been great. We'll see you guys soon. And Jake, we'll talk to you on Wednesday during Commander Craft.
Super excited. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. All right, guys. Take care.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
And putting in waiting room, and then I got to change the shot. All right. There we go. So, yeah. What do you think, Aramis? That's the cartel. Cantrip cartel.
They sound really good. I think I'm looking forward to listening to their show, see what they put together. And I'm pretty sure I'll be able to at least remember most of the cards they talk about. So
yeah, I'm going to look at possibly making a second feed of both shows, like a Planeswalker Network feed, Planes Talker Network feed of some sort. I'm looking at better hosting anyway that'll let us have multiple shows under one host. That might be a reason for us to do it. So, but as things stand right now, we will have a link on their web for on their feed. We will have a link to their podcast on our website probably sometime tomorrow. But again, if you want to go now, it's anchor.fm/cantripcartel. I'm not sure if they're in the podcatchers yet. We should have probably asked them that before they left. But, you know, there's one way to find out. If only I had my handy-dandy iPhone. So, but yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it too, because it's one of those things, like I said, it's like Legacy is very scary. It's hard to.
Well, I do know that there are budget Legacy decks that can hold their own. I mean, I believe Merfolk isn't actually that bad, and it can win some games. So there's decks out there you can play that don't require duels, or Force of Will, or, you know, other $100 to $1,000 cards. But like if you wanted to go tier, like tier one, tier two, be prepared to, you know, auction off some organs.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really, really exciting. And I'm looking forward to hearing their shows. Like I said, I've kind of been mentoring them a little bit. I think a lot of this came about on the ride home with Will last year. I think it was in January. I did a 2 or 3 episode series on starting your own podcast. And again, I'm not any sort of, you know, allow me to tell you how to do what I do. I'm a guru. No, I'm not any of those. I just, you know, I kind of wanted to get out there the mistakes that I made both in previous shows and even some of the mistakes I've made at this show and, you know, kind of help people, because I think podcasting is kind of great because it's like, it's technologically speaking, not hard to get into. You have to know a little bit, but anyone can broadcast and anyone can have their opinion out there. And, you know, even if nobody's listening, you're doing something. So, I mean, it's kind of great. And I'm a big fan of the medium. So, and to see these guys take off, and they kept asking for advice and stuff. And I mean, you know, I'm very excited to see how their site goes up. So, very, very, very excited to see where this show goes. But I think that's kind of a show, unless you got anything else. I mean, here's the thing. It's definitely a slow Magic week. Like I downloaded MTG Goldfish earlier today, their podcast, and they're talking about, like, should you rope on Arena? I'm like, no. You know what? That seems like a list of topics they have at a Google Doc for slow news days. Like, all right, let's put those aside.
I can answer that real quick. No, don't do it. Just concede. Move on to the next game. Don't be a dick.
I don't know. I'll do it occasionally because I'm a dick. No, I'm kidding. I don't rope. What I do is I close the window.
that does that.
I know. But then I'm not doing it. I've already gone to the bathroom. It's not me roping. It's the program not knowing that I closed it. I'm kidding. kidding. I'm kidding. Jeepers. My goodness, dude. I would never do that. I totally do that. So I'm kidding. So on that note, I guess we should probably hit on Endstep.
Endstep.
So as Aramis and I are rolling up our playmats, putting our cards back in the boxes, taking our pizza boxes over to the trash because, darn it, your mother still does not work in the Spencer gift store, we want to remind you guys that we have an awesome Twitch channel where we stream all of our content. Look up Planestalkers Podcast on Twitch. You follow me on Twitch at Mindcrime73 if you like. But we stream all sorts of stuff. All of our shows are streamed there. Cantrip Cartel is probably not going to be unless I can figure out a way to do it. I don't think they're going to be recording live, though. So, but definitely our Wednesday show is on there, as well as if we can do another commentary show, then, yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, hopefully we'll figure out that whole plan with that. But if you'd rather interact with us in a more real-time fashion and tell Will that roping is very bad and he should never, ever, ever do it, you can join our Discord at discord.planestalkerspodcast.com.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
It's a great community. A lot of folks are on there, especially now during the Winterbox tournament. So join up. Chat with the people there. It's really great. If you want to follow us on Twitter, our handle on Twitter is at PlanestalkerPod.
And my personal Twitter is at WR Benson. I mean, I don't tweet a ton. I tend to be on there to just follow people that rope on Arena. So, you know, if you rope on Arena, let me know. You're going to get a follow from me because, you know what, we should stick together. But you can always follow us as well on Facebook. Our site's located at facebook.com/planestalker. There's no S on the end because we kept that last S off and gave it to you for savings. And because some guy who's an airplane enthusiast thought Planestalkers would be a great name for his little group as opposed to our really clever turn on it. I'm not bitter. So like, follow our page there. Don't forget too, we have an awesome playcast we do on Wednesdays. It's called Commander Craft. We just talked to Jake about it. He's gonna be playing with us. Where we play Paper Commander using webcams. It's kind of fun. It's very, very casual, and you know, it's not too crazy or obscene, and you know, we see a lot of really cool, interesting stuff happen. So we'd love to have you check that out on Wednesday. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern time, right around there. It's Aramis and I and two listeners. We usually get two games in, unless the games go super long. But you could, like I said, tune in 7 p.m. Eastern to catch us on that.
And finally, if you want to send the show an email, if you have like a suggestion for the show, maybe a comment about an episode or a question for one of us, there's three places you can email. The first one will go to both of us. It's podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. If you'd rather email one of us individually, there's the two email addresses you can use for that are will@planestalkerspodcast.com.
Imagine that.
And yeah. And then shocker, aramis@planestalkerspodcast.com.
All right. And on that note, I'll hit the button again. We do want to thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. We especially want to thank Bama Shocks. Don't forget, he's got his events coming up this Saturday at 1 p.m. Check him out, twitch.tv/BamaShocks. As well as, don't forget, Cantrip Cartel. We really want to thank Jake and Matt for coming in and hanging out with us. We'll be back on Wednesday with Commander Craft. I'm playing Slivers. Aramis is playing something that's going to annoy me. And Jake will probably play something that beats us all. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying thank you for hanging with us. Thanks for joining us tonight. And remember to keep some of your mana on tap because we never know when you need it. Take care and have a good week. Bye-bye now. And I've stopped recording. We'll see how the sound is on that. Okay. This is supposed to be a double IPA. Yeah, this is definitely not a double. I'm feeling this one. This is a little bit of a triple. I think I was I stepping over my words pretty much throughout the last entire quarter of that?
I can never tell these days.
You know, you suck. Yeah, Jake, you sounded fine, man. It was a very good mix. What is this? Episode 10. Planestalkers at 110. Yeah, I guess I don't have to put Will or nothing. I probably could just throw this file right up on Anchor tonight, actually. I'll stop the recording on Zoom as well.
Recording stopped.
So, and I'll stop recording in OBS. So, yeah. Dude, that was good. Mm-hmm. That was a good show. So, I'm looking forward to... You're going to play Athreos? That could be a fun matchup. Oh, okay.
I had an idea for something that I wanted to play, but I actually need to get more cards for it. I'm actually changing one of my commanders.
Really?
So, I'm doing a mild rebuild on one of the decks. So...
Nice. Is it one of the ones we've seen?
Yes. I'm redoing. Madness? Well, it's not going to be Anya Falconrath anymore.
Okay, I figured. So. Who are you going to make it?
Admiral Marnik and Dacian Akoldakar.
I love it. Absolutely, I love it.
Yeah, so I need like a dozen cards. So.
I need better equipment for Sir Gwen. Sir Gwen's going to be a pretty lower powered version of it. It's definitely not Anthony's level. But I was kind of looking at it. I had quite a few equipment spells, and I had a Sir Gwen lying around. I was like, you know what? I could put this together. So I put that together, too, as kind of a secondary. I started building the Sliver deck with Sliver Legion as a commander, and I went over here to Bonds and picked up First Sliver because I was like, it wasn't doing as good. But that First Sliver is freaking ridiculous with the Cascade. Yeah,
Cascade is stupid.
Yeah. So, and I put a Maskwood Nexus in there, so... Even cards that are not slivers, like, because I do have a few. I have Realm Walker and, you know, one or two others, like, that are not sliver creatures that do things you need. But this, it's like, oh, you're a sliver now. Merry Christmas.
Well, the Realm Walker was already a changeling. So.
Yeah, it is. But.
So it's already a sliver.
Oh, is it a sliver? I wasn't sure about that. It's like sliver
changeling,
when it comes
changeling
in.
Changelings have all creature types.
Yeah, so when it comes in, even when it comes in, okay.
It just doesn't matter. It doesn't count towards like library searching.
Okay. Yeah, unless you have the Muskwood Nexus or whatever it is, because then it would. You guys want Taddy without extra turns? Should we tune it down more? He really wants to play Tatiova.
You can play Tatiova.
I mean, nerf it a little bit. Realize that I'm playing a first-time deck. I think Aramis is probably playing a, first or second-time deck, right?
I don't know what I'm playing yet. Oh. I have... It's the one downside of having so many decks. It's going, what do I play this week?
You're not going to Gauntlet us, are you?
I mean, I wasn't going to, but now that you suggested it, it's kind of an idea.
I mean, don't Gauntlet, like, we've seen Zakama. You put Zakama off to the side.
I'll have to think about what I'm going to play. I mean, I have a couple of ideas. I think I know what I might. I got some ideas.
Like, yeah, the Sliver deck's going to need tuning. It's not. I don't think it's going to be as bad as you think it is because it's new, and it's not really net decked. It's pretty much like I went through looking through all my white boxes, like, do I have slivers? Yes. Okay, I'll put these in. You know, so I got to order a few, but I've got other cards in there for now. So I mean, it's not going to be as degenerate as it can be.
You would need a payment plan for the Sliver Queen.
I'm not getting Sliver Queen because that's like, what, $350?
I know. I used to have one. I'm so sad about that.
Yeah. I never had a Sliver Queen.
With the Stronghold that I opened, I opened one Sliver Queen and one Mox Diamond. Sliver Queen's $345 right now.
Yeah. And it's a card Mox that I Diamond, think they're going to ban. I think
the
they're going to reprint.
Mox Diamond is $600.
I mean, it seems like a card that they will eventually reprint.
Reserve list.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Both of those cards are reserve list.
Fucking reserve list.
Mm-hmm. They will never be reprinted unless, as long as that list is there.
Which I think is ridiculous. I find that almost offensive.
Gaia's Cradle is reserve list.
Yeah, which Gaia's Cradle is a freaking, you know, it's a great card. Yeah.
See what that's up to now.
Yeah, $800, I think, because I was looking at it because I saw it on the one. We very anti-reserve list on our podcast. Hey, I fixed the video, Bama. I know what I did. I accidentally minimized.
$1,100.
Oh.
$1,100. I had one of those too.
Yeah, I should PayPal, you know, quad pay that.
Yeah. Toss in a kidney or two, that might help.
No, that's horrible. Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah. $1,100 for a card. A card.
There's a there is a Alpha, I think Black Lotus available at
Flights.
Card Kingdom.
Oh.
For $145,000.
Yeah, it's a house.
Mm-hmm.
Flights has a Black Lotus in his case. I'm like,
hope he's got that sucker insured.
Oh, everything I think is insured. But I'm just sitting there and I'm like, it's incredible to me. It's a piece of cardboard that cost, at the time, 15 cents to make.
Still only takes like 15 cents to make. Yeah,
yeah, I have no idea.
That's an episode in of itself, is talking about the reserve list and how expensive cards shouldn't be.
Well, that might be next week, because guess what? It's the night before previews. We're gonna need content. I mean, we'll probably go through the survey, like I said. So please, if you can, survey.planetstalkerspodcast.com. You know, let us know what you think. As long as you go in there and say how awesome it is when I'm drinking. But yeah, I definitely it'd probably be next week. But yeah, I would get into a lovely conversation with the reserve list. I don't think that it's appropriate, but it is what it is. What are you going to do? So, all right. I think we're going to stop the stream now.